Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company. Learn how to grow your small business or nonprofit by outsourcing your HR and payroll functions. OasisAHR.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. And that means, of course, that Jeff Pitts, the managing editor for City View Magazine, is with us. He's going to be talking about stuff to do in the metro this weekend into next week. And he knows what to do on account of he works, yeah, at City View. Welcome back, Jeff. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, Michael. How's it going?
Man, I tell you what, only two more working days till Monday.
Two more? What, is that all?
That's it. That's it. And then we're back at it again, you know?
Are you a thank God it's Monday kind of guy?
I am. You know, I really am. Because the weekends around my household are full of honeydew projects.
Is that right? Slave drivers around there.
I mean, the whip cracks. Like all the time. And I'm so grateful that when Monday comes, because yeah. But yeah, only as I say, by the time Friday night gets here, I just say two more working days till Monday. So
man.
I know. Hey. It's what we do, yeah?
It's what we do.
Say yes, dear. Whatever you
or
wish.
You could take part in any number of things we're about ready to talk about here.
Well, let's do that. Let's peel back the onion, so to speak, and find out what the heck is going on.
So the Art Center has a new exhibit open today.
Yeah?
Funeral home decor.
Oh, nice.
After participating in funeral arrangements for family members, photographer Rachel Cox became interested in how colors, lighting, and formal elements, how all this stuff is staged, put together, when, where, and why.
Wow, really?
And the psychology behind it, yeah. And it is kind of interesting. So she, you know, she actually visited all these different kind of smaller population venues where you have mom and pop shops. And anyway, I haven't seen it, but it sounds kind of interesting.
So funeral life, huh?
Yeah, the decor of it.
The decor.
Yeah. Huh. The decoration and why.
Interesting. You know, we have such a preoccupation with death, and I think that would be awfully interesting. And you know, yeah, okay, I like it. Art
All
center,
right? Or Polk City.
I like Polk City. You know, I've been to Polk City many times, and there's that's a community that's really grown. They have a wonderful pizza place up there, by the way. And,
it's going bananas. Yeah, what's that called?
I can't remember, but it's a...
I know what you're talking about. Good on stuff. The square there. It's but yeah, Polk City's growing. It's going bananas, actually. And, I think that's one of the most underrated areas in the Central Iowa.
Yep, I would agree.
Sailorville right there.
Yeah. And you know, it's really coming on. So what's going on in Polk City?
Well, the American Legion. Oh. It's having a dinner and bingo.
Hmm. When is that?
Saturday night.
Saturday night.
6
there you go.
O'clock.
Head over to Polk City, American Legion.
Have you ever been to an American Legion or anywhere to play bingo?
Yes. You know, my synagogue, we used to have a fundraiser of bingo. As a matter of fact.
So what's the allure? I've always seen these things advertised. I've always seen... But I've never been, and it's never really occurred to me that it might be fun.
Oh, it is.
I was looking at this. I was like, well, maybe.
Yeah, go.
Maybe.
Yeah,
what do you win at bingo?
I don't know. There's cash prizes. You have to have a gambling license to do this.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah. And so my shul, my synagogue.
Yeah.
It was a big fundraiser. And not while I was president of the synagogue, but before that. As a matter of fact, they had, I'll never forget, they had the bingo cage, you know, with the balls. And, you know, I've seen that. And also the lighting up little screen. And people would pack the social hall, you know, from there. And they'd play bingo. They'd do it, I think, maybe a couple times a month back in the day.
Is that right?
Yeah. So it raises a lot of money. You pay out some, you get some, and it's gambling.
Win some, you lose some.
Yeah. You win some, you lose some. So, yeah. So, Polk City, American Legion, dinner and bingo on Saturday night. Ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't get more Americana than that.
Dinner starts at 6, bingo at 7.
All right. I like it.
What do you think the average age is in that thing?
Oh, it's not very young. I think if you go, Jeff, you would be among the youngest that were there.
I like going to places like that because I feel like I'm a, you know, I feel like I'm a mover and shaker. I'm like a young whippersnapper,
a spring chicken, so to speak.
Mm-hmm, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, you should go. Take the fam. little American Legion
right out of dinner. Town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, baby, you want to go to American Legion Hall? Come on.
We don't get out of the house, Michael.
I know. I know exactly what you're talking about. All right, so we got that on
Saturday. Except for maybe this one might be on agenda.
This could be up there, yeah.
Take 2 children's consignment sale at the fairgrounds.
Take 2 children's consignment center at the fairgrounds.
This is Saturday, yeah. New and gently used children, teen, and maternity clothing, shoes, and boots. Also, toys, games, puzzles, crafts, sporting goods, dance, costumes, baby equipment, and more.
Wow. You know, because you have 2 little ones.
That's right.
This would be something for you.
That's what I'm saying. This one might be on the
yeah. So
on the docket.
When is this on Saturday?
Starts at 10 a.m.
Starts at 10. So you've got time. You've got time to go see Take 2 with the kids' stuff. And yep. Then pack the fam in and head to the American Legion in Polk City. Perfect.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say the American Legion is Friday night? Did I say Saturday night?
Yeah, okay. Shoot. It's tonight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. So we would go to that, be home.
Yeah, well.
Maybe by 9. And
No. You got to play bingo till midnight.
How late? Is it go that late?
Oh, it can. Depends on the winnings. Yeah, you could really roll up a whole bunch of cash that you could then spend over at the fairgrounds.
And parlay it, yeah. Right.
I like it. All right.
Learn to skate. You know how to ice skate, Michael?
No. I marvel at people that do.
Well, here's your chance.
Really?
At the Metro Ice Sport Facility. In Urbandale, this is not where the Bucks play. It's the other place. Right. They have a recurring Saturday learn to skate opportunity from 3, starting at 3 in the afternoon.
All right. Make sure your health insurance is paid up and head on over there to the Metro Ice.
Wrist brace on. Yeah. And they have professional trainers there, I guess. So.
Yeah, that's one of the things I love about hockey. When you watch hockey, it is just so amazing to me. I mean, you know, that not only can they skate forward, they can go backward, they can stop on a dime, they can,
yeah.
It's just all the while they're handling a puck, got a big stick, and they're being hit by other people. It's fascinating. What talent.
Yeah, hockey's the best.
It
You're
is.
Moving so fast.
I know. And it's wild to watch. How about those Tampa Bay, that Tampa Bay team, huh? Won the Stanley
Cup. I don't even watch. Are they?
They won the Stanley Cup.
Tampa Bay won the Stanley Cup. Huh?
Yeah. Something wrong with these Southern teams winning.
I know.
It just doesn't compute. But yeah, I've got great friends down there in Florida that were just ecstatic. They're beside themselves. Yeah, they're pumped. Huh. All right, learn to skate at the Metro Ice Arena. All right.
Right. Great Iowa Pet Expo is this weekend.
Are you kidding me?
I am kid you not.
Is that
at the Seven Flags Horizon Events Center there in Clive?
Wow. I know the person that puts that together.
Do you?
Yeah. I can't call her name off of the side. Yeah, but yeah, this has been going on in the Great Iowa Pet Expo for years.
This is Iowa's biggest celebration of pets, it says.
Oh, it's a fabulous event. It really is.
There'll be pets, pet owners, pet stuff, pet services, pet entertainment,
mm-hmm.
door busters, giveaways, 1-year pass to the new indoor dog park.
Wow. I didn't know there was one. Yeah, we tried we tried to take one of our dogs to the dog park once.
Yeah, what happened?
It was not pretty.
Didn't go well.
No, no. He
doesn't play well with others.
Oscar wants to eat other dogs. And so,
is that right?
Yeah, I just didn't, yeah, it wasn't nice. So we've never been back. So socially
banned?
Yeah, no, we fear for the lives of other dogs. So we just never went back.
That's probably for the best.
Yeah, yeah. So now our mutts are all socially challenged because they've never been out there with other dogs.
Never been.
Oh well.
Great. Ready Iowa to point the botanical garden reopened this past week, this last Wednesday. So that's another option for people to consider the indoor part. The outdoor part's been open, but so the indoor is open. The conservatory, gardener show house, art exhibit, garden shop. There will be social distancing and all that good stuff. As temperatures dip, this is the balmiest place in the metro.
It is nice. I tell you what, Jazz in July, or no, Jazz in January. Anyway, they do music there in the winter.
Yeah, that's right. They do the Sunday.
Yeah, and when my mother, Ella Shalom, when she was alive, we would go there. She loved it. You know, it was like 150 degrees under the dome there, and they play music. Yeah, it was really nice, especially when it's -5.
That's right. Yep, it's like a rainforest in there.
Very nice. Hear it then.
Skip to the next one here. Ankeny Haunted Barn is back after 4 years away.
The Haunted Barn in Ankeny.
Yep. What more do you need to know? It doesn't give a lot of details.
No, I mean, it's a barn. It's haunted.
It's a barn. It's in Ankeny, and it will scare you.
Right. Yeah, so you got to go. I mean, yeah.
That's right.
I don't do scary stuff.
No?
No. I remember when we went to Disney World when Aaron was just a kid, maybe 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. And they tried to kill me there at Disney World in Florida. They put me on some crazy roller coaster. And it was in Iron Mountain or something like that. And it was awful. It was just scary. I mean, I could just see me, hitting one of these iron beams, and just splattered all over the place. It was awful. I couldn't wait to get off that thing. So I don't do scary really well. Iron Mountain, they tried. Yeah, they did. They tried to kill me.
Oh, well.
Yeah. But Ankeny's got a barn and it's haunted.
There it is. What more do you need to know? Amazing Reptiles celebrate National Reptile Awareness Day.
Oh boy.
Jester Park's Reptilian Friends.
Jester Park.
Snakes, turtles. All the. Yeah. Sorry, I talked over there. What were you going to say?
No. I was just excited about reptiles.
You can learn what makes these animals so special.
Wow. And they are.
I can tell you're excited.
Yeah. 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 Our,
all ages welcome.
Back to our son, Aaron, when he was at University of Iowa. Or did he have a... No, it was you and I when he was at UNI. He had a reptile. I can't remember the reptile's name, but it was a Gila monster, Gila monster, whatever. I don't know.
Oh, sure.
It was awful. Awful.
They're kind of scary, too.
Well, they're not only scary, but you feed them live mice, and it's just awful. I think somebody, I don't know, it was just awful. Thank goodness he grew out of that.
Yeah.
Reptiles.
So he fed them?
Yeah, of course.
Where do you get the mice?
I don't know. I never asked. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
The things we do when we're just chilling.
That's right. More Halloween stuff. I think we talked about some of this last weekend, but we'll go over it again and probably the ensuing weeks leading up to the big day.
Big day, yeah.
Sleepy Hollow Scream Park.
Oh, there you go.
Is open and going. Slaughterhouse.
Of course.
And then a Merry Not Scary Halloween Tradition at the zoo.
Yes. Night Eyes. There we go. Night Eyes. Now we're talking. Blank Amen. Park Zoo, Night Eyes. Perfect.
Yeah.
Merry Not Scary. I'm in.
Merry Not Scary.
I like it. Okay.
That's all we got here.
Well, you got a lot of stuff going on. I mean, you know, Art Center and the funeral stuff and then the American Legion tonight over in Polk City and then the child stuff over there at the fairgrounds and Learn to Skate and Botanical Gardens and Great Iowa Pet Expo. Just, you know, if you're bored and you live in the greater Des Moines metro, there's something wrong.
You hear that, Michael?
What? I don't hear nothing.
Oh, you don't?
No. What am I supposed to be listening to?
That's the two tear drops.
Yeah, can't hear a thing.
Okay. No.
I'll see if I can find it, and we'll tag it in this thing so that everyone out there can be depressed.
It is one of those songs. What's your pick, Michael?
I think
Learn to Skate.
I know. I think the Great Iowa Pet Expo.
Yeah?
Yeah. I see, because we have pets.
Right.
And it's always
That's
fun.
Slam dunk.
Yeah, we've been every we go every year. So good.
Do you?
Yeah. Good place to go. And it's in Clive, by the way. All right. Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen, stuff to do in the metro this weekend into next week. All kinds of things going on. Thank you so much for doing this again this week.
No problem. Thank you, Michael.
All right. His name is Jeff Pitts. He is the managing editor of City View Magazine. Let's move on out of here. Thanks so very much for being with us all week long. Programming note, of course, that we will have the Inside on Business of the News Hour Week in Review on News Talk 1540 KXEL on Sunday at noon. All right, for all of us associated with this daily business news adventure, that would be Chap Ramsey, our production coordinator, sales and marketing Aaron Libby, the guy that almost killed me at Iron Mountain and, you know, wherever that was out in Disney World. the voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right this moment was arranged, composed, and conducted by our good friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Jeff Pitts, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.